www.altie.com.
Today's Altie interview is about our celebrations of the International Women's Day in 2022. It is a great pleasure for me to announce that we have Nigina Begmatova in the virtual studio. She is a journalist and works for Agent for Impact, where she is a researcher for financial services. She holds a PhD and is involved in women empowerment. Her interests are also in public relations and media. Nigina is based in Tajikistan. Hello, Nigina. Thank you for joining us today. How are you?
Hello, good day. Thank you. I'm doing great and hope everything is good in your side as well, and you're staying safe in this COVID situation. I really would like to thank you and Altie for this opportunity to speak a little bit about the women empowerment and issues in my country and to raise my voice on it. So thank you very much.
Pleasure. We are so happy to have you here in our virtual studios. You are a journalist and you worked for newspapers and radio. Please tell us about your background.
I honestly always had a big desire to show the society, our Tajik society, issues and difficulties that ordinary people are facing, especially women and girls. And that's why I choose to become a journalist. So it's my main occupation. And now, as I'm working for Agents for Impact as an impact officer, I had a great opportunity to write articles about women, as Agents for Impact is following the SDG 5, which is reducing gender inequality. And I think this is a great opportunity for me to learn and to share my experience. And I see that how Agents for Impact is supporting women in the company, and I'm very lucky to be in their team. But prior to that, I used to work in various media, as you mentioned, such as radio, newspapers, and TV agencies, where I gain a lot of experience to work with different people with different background. And also I was lucky enough to participate in international programs where I had a chance to meet people from other nationalities, to work with them.
Okay, this interview is part of a series of posts on International Women's Day. Why are you celebrating this day, and how important is it to you?
Because I want every single girl out there to believe in themselves despite the circumstances. It's not about one day, it's about life principles and position. I'm sure that each of us can help women to change their lives for better by raising gender inequality issues, domestic violence issues, by organizing workshops, not only in the city centers, but in rural areas. What about those girls, right? And especially for the families, to make them know that your little girl is deserved to be educated, to be independent and happy. Why aren't you investing in your daughters? Why do you let them let their dreams to fall apart? Why do you let other men and his family to mock and bully your daughter? Why don't you say how they are priceless and unique? Parents play a huge role in young girls' lives, so we have to aware fathers, brothers, mothers, and the world that be very careful with these diamonds, as woman is playing crucial part not only in their families but in the whole world. Look how many successful women we have in business, in healthcare, at school, in government, etc. So please protect, respect, and support your woman in your family and help them to create a better future.
Please give us a few more details.
I have met different women with backgrounds, different really, but they all have the issue. It's a fear of loving themselves, to protect their rights, to study, to work, to be independent, just to live the life they want. And most of them were going through the same thing, you know, domestic violence. It was both physically, which is really like awful and painful to imagine, and also mentally violence. And from my experience, what I want to share, that when I was selected after my third try, you know, attempt and failures to American program for girls from Central Asia to study women leadership and empowerment in America, I was really happy because I was like, I can't believe it. But that program helped me a lot to understand what I want and to become who I am today. And after completing this program in 2017, this is where we start from 2017 until now, together with other TEDxIC alumni, we implemented a project called Women's Voice Tajikistan. We are active in Facebook, but we need to work on our project further and to engage more girls on our projects. But what we have done so far is that we had a trainings on issues on access to education for TEDxIC girls, and issues of early marriages, divorces, and the role of TEDxIC women in a family and in society in Tajikistan. I can say that this project was a life-changing project that could help girls who participated to fight for their rights, to become more confident, you know, and to achieve their dreams and become successful and leaders in their community. And when I'm looking at them, when we were still in touch, yes, we were talking, I'm feeling so good and proud of them, that a little bit things can create a really big, you know, achievements in future. So I'm happy that we are making this little steps towards a brighter future for our girls. And me personally, I'm lucky to have a supportive family. However, of course, as a girl, I had restrictions and I've been through some challenges in my life as well. And I was always under control of my parents. For example, I had a dream to become a singer and actress, which is not acceptable in our TEDxIC society. Like, how come? You should be something else. Like, first of all, you are a woman. You should stay at home. Why you want to study? But I said, no. Like, I want to study. This is my decision. And my family supported me, thank God. And I remember that I had several opportunities to show my talent, but my dad was against it, saying that celebrities usually are unhappy people. Or, for example, I was just begging my family to let me study in musician school to become a violinist.
Okay, but what was it that made you start your studies?
You know, that time I could see a woman around me, a successful woman. For example, as I said, from my family, my aunts, my grandmother, yes, and they were like a model for me, an example. That's why I want to become like them. And always I was saying to my family that I want to study, I want to become independent. Even they didn't support me for my several, desires and decisions that I made for myself, and that time I was depend on my family, you know, and I couldn't make a decision. But still, I was trying to show them by my grades, yes, at school, like excellent grades, by showing them that my certificates, you know, and everything. When I was always coming and saying that this is my certification, I'm learning this language, or I'm very good, for example, in writing articles or something. So they start believing in me, saying that, yeah, we need to give her this opportunity to go further. And I'm really grateful to my family that they support me at the right time.
What gave you the motivation to take the following steps?
Yeah, it was in 2013. I was just 22, 23 years old girl, and I passed an interview, which like nobody knows in my family, with the Thomson Reuters Foundation. It's a big the platform for journalists. They organizing trainings and giving opportunities to young journalists to study abroad. And it was a 7-day program, workshop, for a journalist from Central Asia. And I applied for that, and I won a place. And when I came with this letter and show my dad and my mom, I was like, Yeah, see, I got this invitation. I will go. So this is life-changing moment, and I have to have this, you know, independent, let's say, trip alone for the very first time. And I have to
alone
do it.
To where?
Alone to Armenia. Yeah, it was before it was to London. The program was in London, but in 2017 we had some, like, you know, problems on issuing a visa, on obtaining visa. That's why I couldn't get my visa on time, and they decided that we cannot leave her without program. That's why they sent me to Armenia, because there is no visa needed for that. And I'm still grateful for that. And it was a life-changing moment for me, like, as a girl. And I traveled alone. I participated. I spoke. And I write, you know, I wrote articles. And then on that moment, yeah, they said that our girl, she is different from others. Yeah.
How was that feeling?
It was awesome. You know, it was awesome because, first of all, it was a fear. I when I entered for the first time in April, I was like, why did I came? I want to go back home. Why I just came? Why I didn't listen to my dad? But that's true. I was afraid. I don't know. I was afraid to talk with people. I was afraid to, you know, to demonstrate that I knew something. Like, even I was, like, young, but still I have a little bit experience. And I was like, oh my God, I came from Tajikistan, and they might will think that I'm kind of not well educated, or maybe young, like, you know, as a girl. And but after that, after after second, third day, I became a little bit more, you know, comfortable with people, different people, because I was okay. I was on my comfort zone in Tajikistan. I was like, okay, I was going, you know, taking interview and everything, but out of it, I've never done something like this before. I was like afraid, and they used to talk with me in English. I was like, please speak slowly. Please speak slowly, because and I was so shy to ask them to repeat. Now I understand it. That's fine, absolutely. If you don't understand, that's fine. Please repeat it once again. I didn't catch it, for example. But that time I was like, no, they will think that I'm stupid.
Okay, let's talk about society and the role of the government. Equality and diversity rarely happens overnight and by itself. We often tend to intervene to regulate things. What do you think about the role of the government?
I'm sure that the role of government in women issues and women empowerment is huge. And despite that, the family should support their daughters in taking education and taking their diplomas for finding a job. But in governmental level, if there will be a special programs supporting women in governmental level, yes, and showing it in televisions, in radios, and everywhere, in social media, and speaking about it every day, not only in some special occasions or dates or international women dates, they're remembering that women exist, but on other dates that we are important, women are important, and we really can change the world. Let them just give us the chance, and everyone will benefit from it. We can create, we can make a better world, a bright future. So this is what should be, you know, covering, I think, in TV programs, in media, as I said, and especially in government programs, because everything comes from the, you know, top, from very top. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's compare the economic systems. Where do you see the difference when it comes to inclusion and participation between people from, let's say, the OECD countries and developing countries?
Of course, there's a huge difference. If you will take, let's say, women, yes, because we're talking about women from developed countries, which is we have here they're coming and we see they're completely different. Yeah, they know what they want and they fight for it. They won't wait for a man to come and solve their problems, or they're not waiting for a moment, you know, the entire life to get married and that man can save them from other issues or problems. No, they know that they're stronger than men to make real changes. They easily can divorce, for example, and start from the zero. But for our society, traditional society with stereotypes, the divorce is like a, you know, it's better to die than to divorce, because it's a big shy for the family. It's a big shy for the girl. But in that country, it's absolutely fine. It's regular things. Yeah. So it's okay. So life is going on and they go and do other day stuff. But here, no, life will end. This is one of examples. Or I can say that just they are successful and happy more than more, you know, in compared to our woman. Because they know that their happiness and success depends on them. And of course, to live in a developed country where every day you can hear about women rights and achievements can inspire you in compare with what women in my country hear since the childhood. Obey your parents in law, your husband family. You never get tired of domestic chores. You never want anything else. You know, this is what my woman and my society is hearing and is they are teaching from their childhood. And I'm happy that step by step, I'm changing my life and breaking the stereotypes and helping other women to believe in themselves. First of all, by small conversation, by small saying that, you know, I believe in you, everything will be fine. We women, first of all, we have to support each other because, you know, if we won't support each other, no one will do that. If we won't believe in ourselves, no one will do that. And I'm sure that, you know, adopting that model and of how to treat women and put women rights on the first place, yes, in government, in organizations, everywhere. And if our countries will follow this model, yeah, it will change the world.
Let's talk a little bit about your position or your job as an impact officer for Agents for Impact. In the last couple of years, it has become incredibly fashionable to shine with sustainability, ESG, and impact is just so great. Is green or impact washing the new fashionable thing?
Thank you for this question. Honestly, this is one of the main topics now, in especially those countries who's following ESG and SDG. And as it is defined, impact washing can be defined as any marketing claim about a product triggering a change in the real economy that cannot be supported by evidence. Simply saying, what I'm simply saying all the time, it's to do not make high claims, but take actions and prove it. Just stand up and do something, just not talking. And I think it's not something fashionable, yeah, but it's a timely thing and requirements that are really aimed to the, you know, indicator and results, not just to be in a paper, but be in a real actions.
Absolutely. Let's come to the last question, actually. What is your message to people who are in the process of making the transition from education to work? In particular, of course, to the many international women that are listening to us right now.
I can say from my experience that what I've been through, and after getting married and having high hopes and following the rules that I've been taught from my mom to respect family, to be patient, whatever will happen in your life. Yes. And when my marriage fell apart due to some reasons, I could not recover for a long time, as I was sure that I was a kind of loser as a woman, and I endured for a long time. And but when I came to the things that I have one life and I deserve better life, me and my kid, on that moment I start changing myself. And on that moment, I want to mention that a Just for Impact came to my life. And when I start, you know, searching for online job and applying, at the same time I was teaching languages to small kids in order to earn some money, I applied for several jobs. And then when I passed the first interview, the second interview in Agents for Impact, when I got hired, and I was like, no way, how come? I'm Tajik here in Tajikistan. It's a German-based a company, yeah, and I'm not good enough for them. And you know, I lost my confidence, and I was in the middle of nothing. That's why I'm saying that my life is divided into two parts, before marriage and after marriage, yeah. And it took a long time for me to again to believe in myself, and you know, because here in most of the companies in Tajikistan, they're not hiring women with the little kids because they know that kid needs attention and, yeah, and this kind of stuff. But when our CEO told me that, you know, I believe in you, you can make it and you'll be our star. We value you. We need you in our company. And my happiness knew no bounds. And really, I'm very grateful to AFI team that accept me as a part of the family, and until now I'm learning from them. And AFI brought this confidence that I lost. And what I want to say to women out there who's listening to me now, that do not listen to others who will say and make you sure that you don't deserve a better life, you won't make it. Believe me, my dear sister, you are not alone. We all are going through the same pain and mistakes that make us stronger. Believe in a good luck and good people, and take, you know, just grab your chance and you will face it. Go ahead, be ready for hard work, because without hard working, nothing will happen. Be ready for challenges and realize your dreams. Fight for it. Prove it. Prove it to people. Prove it for yourself, first of all. And show people out there your success. And because no one will make it for you, but you.
That was Nigina Bekmatova. She is an impact officer and works for Agents for Impact as a researcher for financial services. Thank you, Nigina, for this interesting conversation and the inspiring episode for International Women's Day.
Thank you very much once again. I enjoyed a lot, you know, remembering those my memories. And I'm feeling very good when finally I can share something and I can be useful for people, and first of all, for women and girls out there. And I just want to say that I love all of them.
LTE.com, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. LTE.com.